Welcome to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Okay, welcome to the New Student Pharmacist Podcast Experience. It's so glad to have you listening in today. My guest today is Aaron Lovardi, a colleague and good friend of mine for the past 16 years. Aaron is currently a professional basketball player playing in France. It is so great to have you with me today. So just before we begin, I'll give a brief overview of your career thus far. So Aaron did his bachelor's degree in kinesiology, and also started playing professional basketball in Denmark, and now he's in France. So it's so good to have him on as a guest today. Aaron, it's good to have you, man.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being here. First and foremost, I want to thank you for having me on here. Like you said, we've been good friends since high school, and you've helped me a lot through high school and through life. And yeah, so I just appreciate being on here and diving into what we have to get into today. So
yeah, dude, This is exciting. So what inspired you to pursue a career in professional basketball, especially in France?
Well, from a young age, I've always been into sports. It didn't matter what sport I played, I always loved playing sports. And I remember in high school, like going from 10th to 11th grade, I grew extremely tall and I decided to start playing basketball. And I always wanted to be a professional athlete in any sport that I was good at. And I wanted it to be basketball. So I pursued that from high school and now I'm here. So yeah, I think it was just a dream of mine.
So would you say you're living your dream?
Yeah, I think I am. So
yeah, man, that's powerful. It's powerful. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so amidst the rigorous world of professional sports, how do you maintain a balanced perspective on your career, professional, athletic life, and your personal life?
Well, I feel like it's just always being consistent, you know, having the same people around, having the same, like, routine every day, and then just being able to make time for certain things, like hanging out with friends or mm-hmm. talking to my family mm-hmm. and just talking to my my girlfriend and all that type of stuff. So it's just about making time for others and prioritizing your time correctly. So I think that's what helps me. Especially I like I said earlier, how I stick to a routine. So every day pretty much I'm working on my craft, you know, whether it's doing drill work like with a basketball or I'm in the weight room and I'm doing specific exercises that help me on the basketball court, not necessarily just going in there to like be big and bulk up, but just help me with basketball movements and basketball motion. And I'm just able to be consistent with it, doing it every day, time in and time out. That's the part of being a professional, is being consistent and doing everything every day. No matter if you're not in the mood to do it that day, you have to keep doing it. So
yeah, you're right. So how do you motivate yourself to keep doing it?
You motivate, it's not necessarily having motivation, it's more discipline. You're not going to be motivated every day, but you can strive to be disciplined. So those days when you're not motivated, you're like, yeah, I have to do this. And then once you get it out of the way, you're like, oh, okay, well, I did it now. And that I've just gotten better from that day. So it's just being disciplined, not necessarily motivation all the time.
Well, that's good, dude. That's very good. That's very good. Because you make the point that it's not just about being motivated to do something, but being disciplined enough to consistently do it.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's a very powerful concept.
We'll be
more into that as we progress in the conversation. So finding the right team and environment is crucial. How did you identify and thrive in the ideal setting for your athletic development and success?
Well, I've been blessed to be in good situations in Europe. You know, I don't know if you hear, but I know from me being in the basketball world, I hear a lot of situations in Europe where guys aren't in good situations. Like they don't get paid on time and the coaching staffs aren't like good and they don't really look out for the players. So I've always been in good situations, and I got to give a shout out to my agent too, James Blackburn. You know, he always puts me in good situations so where I can thrive and I can feel comfortable enough to be able to perform my best. So I feel like that helps as well.
So would you say it's your staff? Would you say it's your team? What do you say is you being able to find the right environments?
It's both my team, my staff. You know, I've had great teammates as well. I've had great staffs as well, you know, help me through my career and stuff like that, and giving me the right advice going forward and moving forward. So it's been both.
Okay. So could you highlight some of your most memorable and influential contributions to the sport of basketball?
Well, recently I just played with the Bahamas national team.
Okay.
I feel as though that's a big contribution for me, you know, representing my country.
Yes.
I know every athlete from their country always wants to represent their country in some way or some form and wear the colors of their flag proudly. So I think that's one of my biggest contributions, is being able to play for the national team and give us some success, because we won a game this past window against Puerto Rico. So I feel as though
So you're currently playing with the national team?
Yeah, we just played in February. We just played in February against Puerto Rico. and we won a game and lost a game. So, yeah.
Oh wow, dude, this is good, man. Congratulations.
Yeah,
So
thank you.
you're playing along with some big names like DeAndre
Yeah,
Ayton.
he wasn't there, but you know Kai Jones?
Yeah, I know Kai Jones. Of course I
Kai
know
Jones?
Buddy.
Yeah, Kai Jones was there. Buddy wasn't there, and Aiden wasn't there, but Kai Jones was there
Oh
as
dude.
well. Yeah,
I'm very
so.
proud, man. Keep it up.
Thank you.
So
Thank you.
juggling various commitments and accomplishments can be daunting. How do you manage to lead a well-rounded life while pursuing your basketball career? So I want you to be practical for me, so people could take away and like take away some snippets or ideas or either feedback, whatever works, so that they can apply to their own personal life. How are you able to manage what you're doing and stay stable and also stay successful? What practical things do you like use calendars? Do you have like an assistant, a personal assistant? How are you able to do this?
No, I do it by myself. I always have a schedule for me. Like I plan my day out from the
Okay.
beginning of the day. I'm like once I wake up in the morning, and it's all about being consistent as well. For those who want to pursue a career, you always have to be consistent, no matter what it is. So for me, it's always being consistent with what I do on a daily basis. So in the morning, I get up, eat breakfast at the same time. I go to the gym at the same time. Then we have practice. Then I do my workouts at the same time. Try to keep it the same. And then after that, I eat. And then we got another practice later on that day. So then I'm in practice again. And then I make sure to get all my recovery and stuff after the second practice, whether that's stretching, whether that's icing, whether that's a massage. But that's just for me. That's just in the athletic world. And so I try to just implement that. For those who listen and for those who want to be consistent, I just try to implement that in whatever you do and try to take that and just be consistent with your life. And I promise you it'll help for sure.
I agree. Being consistent helps you make significant progress. In fact, I think it helps you make accelerated progress on time. Yeah, you progress like beyond where with beyond the norm for your age bracket. Progress on that norm. I think you're doing.
And once you stay consistent, it's like after a certain time, it's not like a chore anymore. Like it's habit after that. So it's easier. It's much easier once you keep going and going. It's much easier as you go along. So,
Yeah, you're right. It becomes a matter of execution where your success or your achievement becomes a matter of execution, not really a hill to climb. Just a matter of following through. Just like how you play tennis, you follow through with your plan to hit the net, you follow through with your routine. Yeah, dude, yeah. Yeah, man. So do you feel like BMS prepared you well for where you are right now in terms of managing
Of
stress
course.
or man okay.
Of course. I think everything what I've been through has prepared me for this. Coming
Okay.
from where we come, coming from where we come from,
Trust
it
me.
ain't easy to get out of there. Yeah.
All
So,
right. Coming from Freeport,
nah.
D.C., it's not easy. I'm
Yeah.
in D.C., but in France, it's not easy to come from a small island nation and come to these places and to thrive in these places.
You as yourself would know. You've been all over as well. You've been all over in the States and stuff too. So like it ain't easy, but
Not
all
easy.
that prepared. Yeah, all of that
That's
prepared
you.
me for it.
Yeah, God's good. Yeah, man. So, my question to you is, what can you share some of your pivotal moments or decisions that have significantly shaped your trajectory as a basketball player?
That's a good question. Some of the most pivotal decisions, I think, is for me going to Milligan
Again,
College in
okay.
Tennessee.
So
Yeah,
share, elaborate on that.
that was a pivotal decision for me. So, I started playing basketball late, and
I remember you used to swim a lot.
I used to swim, right.
But
And I told you when,
you were one fast
yeah.
swimmer.
Yeah, and then when I grew taller, that's when I started playing basketball like that year. So I started taking it serious when I was like 16, 17. And so that's late. That's
Yeah,
late for if you
I
want
remember.
to do that. Yeah. So like around when I was 18, I was at what is known as UB, University of the Bahamas. But now back then it was CO, like College
Chubby.
of the Bahamas.
I
Yeah.
know, right?
So I was at College of the Bahamas because I didn't get a scholarship straight out of high school to play basketball.
Yeah.
And I was just going to school at that moment, and every day, like after school, coming from COB, I'd just go to the YMCA and work out, shoot in the gym, go to the gym, go to the weight room and stuff. And like I got the opportunity to go to Milligan College because of this coach. He coached high school in Tennessee, but he always came down to the Bahamas for a camp. And he always used to like look at the kids at the camp, and if they were like showed any type of, you know, like they could play basketball further on in college, he would like tell schools in the States about them, and they would bring those kids over and they would try out for the school. And so he saw me, rest in peace. His name is Coach Dale Burns. He died a couple years back from cancer, rest in peace. He'll always be in my heart. But he saw me and he was like, yeah, he's talented. Like, he could play at the next level. And he told Milligan College, the coach there, about me. I came up, I tried out, they loved me, and they gave me a scholarship, and I just worked from there. I kept working, I never stopped working. My first year, I didn't play at all. And every day I'd just be in the gym working because I wanted to play.
Dude, that's good, man. Good. You remind me of. Good. This is good. Keep going. I'm listening. Keep going.
Yeah. And so, like, my first year I didn't play, and then my second and third year, because I spent 3 years there, I played and I won the Player of the Year in the conference. And that propelled my career to play overseas, to where my agent saw me and he said, yeah, now you could play overseas. Like, you have the ability to be able to produce professionally. And so I feel like Milligan was a pivotal point in my career, being able to propel my career.
Powerful story, because you said, first you talked about how, and this is a common thing, and I'm glad you brought this up. This is a common thing for people from the Bahamas. Sometimes you start off wanting to pursue school and you don't get the scholarship the first year.
Right, exactly.
So high school, you don't get the scholarship. Sometimes that happens. So as we start to wrap up, how did you manage that? And how did you manage not playing in your first year? What strategies did you have to employ? Was it a faith perspective?
It was just, you know, just staying faith, like, you know, believing in God and believing he had me in my best interest, and just staying faithful and trusting the process, you know, just trusting going to the gym, and then one day, you know, it'll work out for me. And that's the message I have for a lot of kids, especially from back home, is that, you know, it's hard to get seen back home, but that doesn't mean that you should stop working, and that doesn't mean that you should give up, because you never know. I didn't know that was gonna happen that day, like, but I was ready. I was ready for it, because I stayed prepared.
Yes, you stayed prepared to the opportunity. Same thing with me. You know, I think about some of the mentors I've been able to interface with or have as a mentor for me. Like, I just, like, to think about, there's not really a well-planned out process to really meet up with these people, but you just stay prepared. So when you encounter them, you encounter them being prepared.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's good, my Aaron. So as we wrap up, what's some advice you would like to share with people from the Bahamas, or also people who are considering professional athletic careers? What advice would you share with them, or what has been some best advice that you have received that you would like to share?
Well, for kids from the Bahamas, what I'd like to share for them is, put yourselves out there. You know, don't be scared. Don't be scared to be confident in yourself. And to let people hear your voice, because like we said, you know, it's a small island, you know, it's not a lot of publicity around there, so it can be hard to get your name out. So just keep working, and then when the time comes, be confident in yourself and be ready to show them that, hey, I can do this, and I can do this just as much as people from the States, like bigger countries like that. So I feel as though that's my advice to a lot of Bahamians. Oh, no matter what, not necessarily just sports, in anything you want to pursue.
Confident, yes, I agree. Be confident. Anything you want to pursue. Just be confident, and it's not hubris, but confident. Confidence in your practice, in your hard work, in your skill.
Right.
That's the thing, you know, the point you made, I can function as well, just as any person from a developed first world country. Case in point, the podcast is globally ranked in so many different places. The podcast, you are making strides on the global scale. So this is mine. But thanks again, Aaron, for joining me today. You know, this is really, really a treat.
In the heart of the cell where secrets dwell lies the nucleus, a masterful genesis, chromatin networks dancing in twists and swirls, holding the codes, the stories untold. Oh, nucleus, in your chromosomal embrace, regulating life with elegance and grace, gene expression, in your controlled procession, you weave the fabric of our very essence. With histones and nucleosomes, a tightly wound script, epigenetic mysteries in a chromatic crypt, transcription factors binding, with a rhythmic swing, promoters and enhancers make the cellular world sing. Oh, nucleus, a dynamic domain so crucial, in cancer's shadow your balance becomes crucial. Gene silencing and activation in a delicate dance, in the story of life you lead the advance. Splicing and dicing RNA information, mRNA travels with vital information. From the depths of the nucleus to the cytoplasmic seas, a journey of codes unlocking life's mysteries. In the nucleus where genetic fates intertwine, mutations whisper, the onset of a malignant sign. Oncogenes and suppressors in a delicate play, when the balance tips, the cellular order sways. Oh, nucleus, in your realm so profound, life and death in your cycles are bound. In the dance of genes, under the bossa nova sky, you hold the key where the answers lie. In the swing of life, in the rhythm of existence, the nucleus endures with resilient persistence. In the bossa nova beat, hear the cellular song, in the heart of the cell where the truths belong.
Thanks for listening to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. We are so glad that you were able to tune in today. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest, and I take care and all the best.